Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
We are your Wednesday hump day committee, but please don't call HR on us. We only mean the best intentions.
Yeah.
Now, before we get the show started, we got to say what's up to our smoldering hot duo over there in L.A., Heidi and Frank. How are you guys doing, and are you okay?
We're all right. It's a rough one, though, out here in L.A.
Yes. Southern California is on fire, and, you know, a lot of people are being affected out here. On the way to work this morning at 95.5 KLOS, I shot this video. It looks like I'm driving to work that on is, Venus.
And here's the scary thing about this. I was probably 15 or 20 minutes ahead of Frank this morning, and that was not there, and we go the exact same way. So in a matter of 15 minutes, that's how bad that got that quick.
Yeah, with fire and high winds, it is spreading fast. So all of our thoughts are people being affected by this. But
we're here.
Yeah, let's take their mind off of it for a little while, okay, guys?
Yeah.
I think we can do that. We got the ammunition, man. We're going to put the water on all that, man. Big show for you. We're going to tell you which actress is giving divorce a second chance, and Tupac's ex-girlfriend is trying to get money by putting out a very private photo on an auction block. But first, we got to take it to L.A. Heidi, what you got?
Well, Time Magazine has announced their person of the year. And sorry, Trump, it's not you.
Yeah.
Time Magazine went with the silence breakers, all of the men and women who have come forward to speak out against sexual abuse allegations. If you don't grab Time Magazine, you know, all the time, maybe.
But ask it first.
Ask it if it's okay if you purchase it.
It is permission.
Right. But I think this is probably a good one for us all to pick up. I think what they're doing is amazing. And Donald Trump wanted the cover so bad, so this is even better.
So up next, Justin Bieber has been pretty honest about his strained relationship with his mom, but now he's opening up about his relationship with his dad.
Oh.
And he posted this pic with the caption, "I love continuing to get to know my father. I love working through hard things to get to the good things. Relationships are worth fighting for, especially with family. Love you forever and always, Daddy."
Wait.
That's sweet.
Jeremy Bieber was right there front and center when Justin was going through his D-bag phase, but then we haven't seen him around for a couple of years, so I really don't know what the issue was there, but they're hanging out again and they're trying to work it out. I think in the holiday season, if you are having trouble with your family, this is a good time to work stuff out.
Emotional and mushy.
I know. Yeah. My dad, I mean, we lost my mom about a year and a half ago, and it's really hit him pretty hard, so I'm going back, obviously, to see him for the holidays, but he lives alone now and has lived alone for 52 years. And so he's having trouble sleeping. And so that's why he gets to stay up and watch Dish Nation when it airs at 2:30 in the morning in Indiana. So he's watching right now. Hey, Dad, love you so much.
Dad,
and I'll see you over the holidays.
Aw, Papa Frank.
Yeah, Big Frank.
I got a creamy center filling.
You just got to do a lot of licking to get to that middle.
Then you will definitely see my creamy center filling if you do that.
Yeah, I think his life flashed before his eyes on the way.
It was that near-death experience you had on the way to work.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Well, moving on, you guys. E! News just did a story all about Chrissy Teigen's pregnancy cravings, in which their source spills the tea that Chrissy loves cheeseburgers, french fries, chips, and anything fried or spicy.
Well, then I'm pregnant, too.
Okay.
I love all that stuff too.
And y'all know Chrissy don't play. So when Chrissy caught wind of it, she tweeted to E saying, "You guys should do a service to all the celebs who give you hourly content and say who your sources are so we can get rid of the friends in our lives who sell you stories."
Oh. This is so dumb. Can you imagine calling up Entertainment Tonight and going, "Hi, real quick, I have a hot tip on Chrissy Teigen. She likes cheeseburgers."
Can you imagine for one second being a producer? No. Can you imagine for one second being a producer at Entertainment going, cheeseburgers? Stop the presses! Cheeseburgers!
And Chrissy Teigen eats cheeseburgers. I'd be like, we gotta get on there.
Yeah, what else she got?
Right. Well, Portia being on Housewives and Brat, obviously, you know, you're you're famous or a lot of famous friends. Do you ever see things that are out in the press that you wish would have never made it? And you kind of have to figure out who was at my party that night who could have known that. Mm-hmm. Has that happened to you?
It has so happened to me. I used to, in the beginning, when I first joined Housewives, there were always these little weird stories leaked, and so, most of them weren't true. But I remember one time having a conversation with a friend where we were talking about people saying my butt was fake. Mm-hmm. And it was literally like a couple days later after that, there was a whole story about, is Portia's butt fake, and where did she go get it done? I'm like, I think you went and sold a damn story right. about me having a damn mm-hmm. fake butt.
How much can I get for a story about your butt being real?
All right, up next, ever wonder what Tupac's penis looks like?
What?
Well, for $7,500, you can find out, Gary.
Really?
Yes.
$7,500?
That's it, baby.
Oh, man. Well, how do I get it?
I know, that's right. Well, a former girlfriend has put out a series of photos up for auction from a house party in California back in 1990, and she included a pic of his junk.
And let me guess, it had a bandana on it.
Watch it, sucker.
Is this even the real Tupac, or is this just the hologram cutting in and out?
Yeah.
It's all pixelated. It might just be a real picture.
I'll pay about $7,500 to figure that out. Let me see for myself.
I'd like to see it, too. Can't we come up with some money? Maybe we can pool our money, and if we all chip in, we can see it.
Yeah.
Y'all nasty.
I got five on it.
Yeah, come on. Let's make this a Dish Nation exclusive. Dish Nation to purchase it.
I mean, but to purchase the penis of a dead man?
Right.
But this also inspired All Eyes on Me.
Yeah, funny.
All right, well, moving on. Naya Rivera has given a new meaning to the phrase that first you don't succeed, try again.
Was she trying to beat her husband up again?
Oh, no. Nah, she gave her divorce a fresh coat of paint.
Oh, okay.
She's filed for a second time.
Wow.
Good for her, honey. That woman is suffering. She was hurting. She needs to divorce his butt.
Now, she seems like she's, like, the source of suffering for others. You know, like, you know, Big Sean had to run off for her, and, like, you know, her soon-to-be ex-husband had to call the cops on her.
Maybe right. She just fights for herself. That's all defending herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, not when you're on the offense, but whatevs. According to court documents obtained by TheBlast.com, she filed in L.A. yesterday and cited irreconcilable differences. What does that mean?
It's I never know what that means
it's
either.
It's such a broad thing.
It means I want to kick your ass and you called 911.
Exactly.
That's an irreconcilable difference.
Yeah, I didn't get to finish and reconcile your ass.
We don't feel like working this out. Now, she's asking for joint legal and physical custody of their 2-year-old son, Josie, and wants the judge to block either side from getting spousal support.
Okay. I bet she does. She's the one with the money.
That's hello. Right.
Well, Naya, she filed for divorce last November, but she dismissed it back in October.
So November is the month that she's just going to choose to keep filing?
She is like a human train. Staying on schedule. You know
stay
what?
On schedule.
Last November, I'm going to file again in November.
They're going to reconcile again. Yeah. She'll file again next November.
Yeah. Well, at least he knows what to expect.
That's true. Yeah. She'll be going to November.
Your annual holiday beating.
Well, you know what? According to one mom, if Sleeping Beauty, the cartoon, the fairy tale, if that was real, she would be part of the Me Too campaign.
Really? Okay.
Well, now, this is crazy. At first, it sounds ridiculous, but a Newcastle mom named Sarah Hall is calling for her son's school to ban the classic fairy tale Sleeping Beauty due to inappropriate messages of sexual behavior and consent. Mm. You remember Sleeping Beauty?
Well, she was only going to be woken up by a kiss, so you really couldn't get consent because she's sleeping.
That's right. You can't get consent when she's sleeping.
But she wasn't put to sleep by a pill from Bill Cosby. She was put to sleep by a potion from
a Prince
witch.
Charming didn't give her a roofie. She was already asleep when he showed up.
Thank you. Right. He tried to save her.
There was a reason why they said he was charming.
Right. But when you look at this picture that she posted, she says, tell you what, while we are still seeing narratives like this in school, we are never going to change ingrained attitudes to sexual behavior. Hashtag me too. Hashtag consent. Hashtag my son is six.
Is
look at those
Prince
pictures.
Black?
No, yeah. It looks like Prince. Rick James
he got
coming
a curly
in.
Afro.
Yeah, so that's
give me some of that funk, that sweet, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff.
Okay. Little Richard done came in there to get some of that.
All right, so Sarah tells the Newcastle Chronicle, quote, my son is only 6 years old, and he absorbs everything he sees, and it isn't as if I can turn it into a constructive conversation.
This is just too much. I like to play sleep.
Really?
I'll remember that.
You do the
I don't know why my leg is lifting up. I'm so sleepy. Well, we know Ray J hit it first with Kim, but will he hit it first on the real?
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yes, honey. Now, we got some big news here, baby, in Atlanta. Celebrate. Congratulations to our new mayor, Miss Keisha Lance Bottom. Honey, was the victory party, and guess who managed to get himself on the stage?
Who? Who, child?
Who? Tyrese.
Saw that, yeah.
Well, folks here in Atlanta, y'all took to Twitter to share their reaction.
Oh, Lord.
Is that Tyrese?
Yes, baby, that was, honey, Tyrese, y'all. Now, he went on Instagram to let everyone know, y'all, he was so proud, honey, to have been there from the beginning.
Although he did look a little awkward back there for a moment. He was standing back there like the Muslim security.
Yeah,
looked
like
security.
He was like Nation Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I said the same thing he did.
He looked like Farrakhan's son, Mufasa.
He did. Is that Tyrese?
Actually, we got a chance to talk to Tyrese, and he came in here and explained a lot of things. And we get to the bottom of whether or not Jada Pinkett Smith actually gave him $5 million. That's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I need to hear this, T.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot coming up tomorrow when that story's on.
Okay, well, I hope y'all got to the bottom of it.
They did, to the Keisha Lance Bottoms. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, The Real finally has their new permanent host. Guess who?
Oh!
Ray J!
Ray J? Brandy Brothers?
I don't even remember him being tested.
Neither do I.
You said
we're probably
tested.
Working.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, y'all, Ray J made the announcement on Instagram writing, "Looks like I got a new job. Stay tuned." Well, not so fast, Ray J.
What?
Turns out it's not true.
What?
That's right. Ray J was just a guest, and he was hosting a couple of weeks ago. And since he's been campaigning hard for the job, Lonnie Love had to kind of, like, clear it up yesterday.
Check it out.
I checked with the executives and the producers, and there's no talk of hiring you, Ray J.
I mean, he was pretty much campaigning and went ahead and put it out there. Is that thirsty or is that, you know, claim it before you receive it?
I think a closed mouth don't get fed.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was a good idea because it's giving their mindset. But you know what? Maybe a man would do well.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not really mad at this announcement because it's a lot of women and they give their point of view really well. And it'd be good to hear a man's point of view.
But that's the whole foundation of the show, I thought, were to be for women. Once you add a man to that show, it turns it into Good Morning America or Today's Show. It doesn't make
it's like the same
four women of The Real.
I don't know. I want to hear a man's point of view up there with the women.
Well,
as long as
then you need to go call Matt Lauer.
As long as it's not overpowered. Well, Cardi B is saying she's going blind, y'all. Well, yesterday Cardi tweeted, "It's been 13 days without no."
Oh,
I'm losing my eyesight on the left.
Oh, Lord, I'd be pulling my hair out. I wouldn't even be able to talk to y'all.
Yeah, 13 days is a long time when you're in a relationship. Now, if you're not in a relationship, I mean, we go through a drought regardless.
Not if you're busy.
But if you're in a relationship, that's hard.
That's not so bad.
And then Cardi presented her followers with a challenge. She tweeted, "No shave November. Ladies, can you do no December?" Gary? Let's start with you. Can you do a whole month of December? No.
Don't answer that question. I'm your attorney. Do not answer that question, okay?
What about you, Miss Portia?
Hello.
I'm
in a dry spell right now.
Levels of dryness. Are we talking, like, you know, beach on a really hot day?
We're talking Sahara Desert.
Abandoned mine.
We're talking don't rub my arm, okay?
Oh, my God.
Like striking a match with somebody from the inside. Coming up next, Selena Gomez reveals the surprising benefit of dating Nick Jonas. Next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hello.
Yes, honey. Well, I got a fun fact for you guys.
What? Not a fun fact.
Yeah. Did you guys know that Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift met through the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, no, really?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I know y'all been thinking about it, right?
I was wondering how they got tight.
I know. It kept me up all night last night.
Oh my God. Anyway,
Selena was dating Nick at the same time that Taylor was dating Joe. And even though those relationships didn't last, they ended up with something better.
But it was amazing because she was the girl with the big curly hair and all the bracelets and the cowboy boots. You know, I was definitely up and coming, and we just clicked. It was the best thing we got out of those relationships.
Didn't something happen where Taylor stopped talking to her when Justin, something happened with Justin?
Well, the thing is that Taylor never did like Justin. Oh. So the way that Selena keeps going back and forth with Justin, Taylor is like, okay, I'm going to wash my hands. Uh-huh. I'm going to still be here for you, but girl, I'm not about to listen to you cry all the time.
Is that what real friends do, though?
Sometimes, yes. Yes, I certainly have friends who are just exhausting. Like, girl, I can listen to you like I'm going to answer the phone, but, girl, I'm not going to keep giving you all my advice that you're not taking. So go be happy. When he do something, I'm going to be here.
Y'all are so Riverdale right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like very Sweet Valley High. Like, oh my God, Justin was just recently dating. Like, but like,
I don't even know all their business.
It's like you're the third friend.
I am.
Oh my God. I don't know if y'all noticed, but hip-hop is the most consumed genre of music in the U.S. this year. And because of that, the newest batch of babies is going to help the music live on. Really? According to BabyCenter.com, the name Chance, which could be linked to Chance the Rapper, has spiked in popularity by 21%. And a lot of people feel like it's due to his positive mission to improve public schools, fight gun violence in Chicago. Winning all those Grammys is probably also a big factor
as
well.
Yeah, big help.
Mm-hmm. But Chance is a dope name. It's like positive. It's like an affirmation.
It is. Yeah. Give me one more chance. I like it.
I don't think Chance is his name, though.
Chance's name is Chancellor. Chance is short for Chancellor.
Okay. Right. Oh, I like Chancellor.
Which is also a dope
Chancellor.
Name.
Yeah. Cute. Like, yeah. Oh, I really like that
your
one.
Name Chancellor, you're going to get a high-level paying job.
Yeah, it sounds like he is the CEO.
Educated.
Yes. Edumacated.
Oh. You never hear the judge say, the inmate Chancellor Benjamin, please step forward. Like, it just is not your life trajectory. Kendrick has increased by 9%, obviously.
Kendrick Lamar.
That's an old school name.
Thanks to Dr. Dre, the use of the name Dre is up by 40%. But that's been a long time coming. It's also short for Andre.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah has spiked Queen by 41%.
Okay. Go ahead, Queen.
Name. My cousin's name is Queen Esther.
Really?
She's about in her 70s.
Ooh, I bet she is really a diva, even at 100. She is like her fur and mothballs, honey. She be like, honey.
Yes, I do.
Right.
I remember.
Well, I can't give your baby name inspiration, but I can give you gift ideas for your baby. So check out our brand, New Dish Gear. Head over to dishnation.com/dishgear to get your shirts, honey, mugs, hats, and more. And have your loved ones saying, it's time to dish, baby! Woo!
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, beer, wine, and cheese are thought of as the culinary...
Your three food groups.
Yours too. Maybe not the cheese. But they're thought of as a culinary holy trinity. Those three things go together. Well, now there's a company that is taking it to a whole other level. This company's called Finlandia. It's a Finnish cheese brand, and they've commissioned a sculptor to create the world's first wine and beer glasses made out of...
cheese?
Yes!
Oh, I'm good at this. I'm good.
Invite him over for game night, kids. He's on top of things. All right, so for just $5,000, you can own one 16-ounce beer mug and one 8-ounce stemless wine glass. The beer mug was sculpted out of imported Gruyere, and the wine glass is made from Gouda.
Is a dishwasher safe? But it's $5,000 for one wine glass and one beer mug.
Yeah, that's a lot of cheddar, isn't it? I'm going to go.
Can we mold that cheesy comedy of yours into something good one day?
I'll try.
No, here's the thing, though. It's like for $5,000, no one's eating their cheese glass. It's $5,000.
This is when you know you have too much money.
Or you're high.
You know what we should do? Make glasses out of cheese.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.